So I want to put a challenge out there to these global environmental organizations who seem to be able to coordinate global responses to the attack on the Earth. I'm going to challenge them to look at their own bodies as Earth. Recognize we are under attack globally. That's what privatization means. It means the ability to live is under attack. And if they care about the Earth that is our bodies, and if they have the ability to coordinate a global response to that, to reclaiming the Earth for human beings, hey, it's time, long past, to step up. We have to have a global response. Why at least not begin that conversation over the broader airwaves? I mean, people on the street I talked with when I was talking to folks like that, they know the power is global. I mean, it's obvious. We don't need to convince anybody, but it doesn't get reflected over the airwaves. So we need a global response. How will that start? It starts by, it being invited by progressive pundits. But I'm beginning to get a little discouraged on that, on the possibility of progressive pundits pushing forward that notion, global response to power, initiating society redesign planning. It seems so simple and straightforward, and yet I don't, even among those who are called, who say they are anarchists or the academic anarchists or whatever, who are in theory opposed to power, never say what is obvious to folks I talk to on the street. So if we are not going to hear that from the progressive punditry, and if the vast majority of us globally know that power is global and cannot be checked otherwise than by all of us have developing a global response, and we have the means. Sweetie, when you were saying that this guy was saying we haven't done it up to now, what I was thinking was, again, Nikola Tesla called it. He said distance is the chief impediment to human progress. We were not able to talk to each other until now. We have been kept divided, thoroughly divided. And now we don't have to be. In fact, we aren't in so many ways. We understand that we are one, that the folks who are struggling with their nation states for a little bit more room to maneuver, that we share the same dilemma, and that the lies we are told about each other are just that, lies. But it doesn't seem that the knowledge of everyday folks about that has penetrated. I'm very confused about this. For instance, I heard a woman who was doing I just heard snippets of it, a project to help us see ex-cons as human beings, right? I think that was the enormous leap of imagination that she was in. And I'm thinking, she described this story of going to San Quentin and finding herself, oh my goodness, the guards left and she was in the community room and there were convicts, quote unquote, walking around, and she literally thought they were going to kill her. She sat there in complete, utter fear. These were categories to her, not human beings. And if that is the level of confusion among the punditry, I mean, it does sometimes make me feel a measure of despair that there is that much, what's the word for that? Confusion about your brothers and sisters. I don't know what that comes from. I mean, it seems like even the most basic experience of wage work or walking on the street or being alive and talking to people would have taught her that we're all these same flawed and perfect beings. Flawed meaning we're all sat on by power and disfigured by power. We got to get power off our back so our perfection can bloom and shine and be evident to all of us. And so if those who are pundits are afraid of us, even the progressives, so-called, are afraid of us, I'm beginning to agree with you, sweetie. That may not be the route through the progressive airwaves for us to get these conversations started. So what is it?
I believe the children are our future. Let them learn and let them lead the way. Yep.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us what we used to be. All right.
Yep.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm. They are our future.
Well, they're our future, but I'm saying maybe that's the solution, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. I think that once we step back and let them do your thing and we'll just follow you. I mean, just like you wrote in the talking tree, that's what we have to go through, you know? And I think then the pundits will be like, ooh, oh my, look at these dynamic, what's blossoming. Let's follow this. I think that's our role.
Yeah, but that means also that we gotta make those drums and start hitting the streets ourselves, and then the youth will come.